Good afternoon. From the Design Story Studio, this is Josie.
Josie, do you happen to know who this is?
I recognize your voice. Is this Adrian?
It is!
Oh my God, how are you?
I'm good. Congratulations on your wedding. You got married last weekend, right?
Yes. Oh my gosh, it's been a whirlwind. How are you? Did Gaspar tell you this morning that I said hi?
He did. So I emailed and he's like, why don't you give her a call? I go, well, the account's in a different rep's name. And I mean, like, typically we don't do that. So I emailed the rep who has the account. She's like, oh no, if you have a connection with the new girl that's there, take the account. She goes, because I haven't been able to get in with, like, I guess there's been like four other managers or three other managers prior to you. And she said she really hasn't been able to, like, get a good read or like, really make any kind of connection. So she's like, you already know Josephine. It makes more sense. So guess what? I'm your
account
rep here at RDI now.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait to tell Nick.
Yes. Yeah. So Nick is the son, right? Is he Randy or Gerard's?
So Randy retired. Hannah just took over his place. And then Gerard is, we say retired with a lowercase r, because Nick and Nathan took over for Gerard, but he's still hanging out.
Yeah, comes in probably a couple of days a week.
Yeah. Yeah, but in between his 3-week vacations.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because, so Gaspar told me that he watched your live feed because you videoed it or had like a live feed for your wedding, right?
Yeah, we did a live stream on Facebook.
That's awesome. Oh, my God. You'll have to text me pictures of like the wedding, like your how you looked in your dress and everything. He did tell me that your mother-in-law.
Nightmare? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, ooh, poor Josephine.
Yeah, she was something else, and now our moms hate each other.
No! Are you serious?
No, so basically my mother-in-law and I got into a fight, and then she tried to go to my mom and talk crap about me to my mom, and obviously my mom was not happy.
What the hell? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Who in the world, like, why? Like, why in your mind would you think that's okay?
Yeah, it was interesting to say the least.
Oh my God, you poor thing. I know, I felt so bad, like Gaspar would tell me, I'm like, you know, I got a text her or a call or any, you know, something. I was on vacation actually last week, so, but.
I know, everything's been so crazy on my end. I kept meaning to text you.
I know, no, you're good, but now, like, I can talk to you whenever I want, see, there you go.
Yeah, and after we get done talking, I'll transfer you over to Nick. So Nick's out of the office today, but I'll transfer you over to his voicemail for you to be able to leave him a voicemail for him to call you back, and you can name him.
Do you want me to email, actually?
Yeah, whatever you want to do, whatever would be easier for you.
Is that
NIC?
Sorry, NIC, okay. So, yeah, Gaspar said you've been selling, like, quite a bit, like, lag room, though?
We've had quite a bit of lab grown. We just got back from Antwerp, so twice a year we go over to Antwerp to hand-select diamonds for customers. So we just did quite a few natural diamonds from Antwerp.
Yeah.
So it really just depends on the day.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, this morning, they brought back, like, an 83-point oval, but it's, like a chocolate peach color. And so they brought that back, and I sold that this morning. So it really just depends on who
walks
through the door.
Holy crap, good for you. So this store is definitely busier than Gaspar's?
A million times. So
really?
Whenever Gaspar's, like, talking about how I'm making more sales, it's literally because we have 50 times more people coming in every day.
Isn't that something? And Sioux Falls is probably smaller than what Monterey is, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's about the same size, I'm pretty sure, but we have a lot of, like, surrounding areas, too.
Well, yeah.
Like, we're close to Minnesota. We're close to Iowa, so people will come up from, like, you know, the corners of those states into Sioux Falls.
Well, yeah, and then, I mean, Augustana is the college there, right?
Yeah, and USF.
Okay, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, are you and your, it's not. I was going to say, isn't it you and your husband now that have a rivalry, like he's NDSU and you are SDSU? Is that correct?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Are you going to game this? Are you going to the game?
No. So I'm not, like, super into, like, sports or anything like that. So we always, like, you know, if they do good, then, like, I'll send him, like, a photo, like, if they beat him, and, like, vice versa, but, like, we don't actually pay attention to the game.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be on ESPN2, I think, here, so you better believe I'm going to be watching it.
Yeah, I know, I'll have to tune in.
I know, because, like, I have it, like, they're, like, saved as one of my favorite teams on my phone, so I always see, like,
oh, yeah,
they're going to be playing. Last week was Hobo Days, so it was... Yeah, it was their homecoming, and they, like, crushed Youngstown. Like, they annihilated them.
I saw that. Everybody, because I have a lot of friends that go to college up there, and everybody was posting about it.
Oh, gosh, I'm sure. Well, Brookies is only an hour away from you guys, so.
Yeah, it's not far at all.
Well, whenever I fly back home, I always fly into Sioux Falls, and then my sister, I think I told you this, my sister lives in Valga. Yeah, she picks me up, and then I have a brother that lives, like, north of Watertown.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Well, next time you're in town, we'll have to grab lunch sometime.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Or go out for a couple drinks.
Yeah, that too. I'm good with that.
So what did they have your email for here? Like,
so,
at the store? Because I'll just add your email.
Yeah, so my email is Josie, J-O-S-I-E, at FainiDesigns.com.
F-A-I-N-I. This store is, like, a lot of, is, like, bigger, right? Is it designs or just design?
Designs, plural.
.com, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'll email Nick and copy you in.
Okay.
But, yeah, so I'm glad that you've been doing well. You have to do, like, all of their, like, you don't have to do their social media and stuff like that, do you?
No, so I do. So we actually, so one of our clients is a, like, social media influencer. So she does all of the posting, but I take all of the photos and everything.
Do you really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And you still help out Gasper, don't you?
Yeah.
He keeps me busy.
Well,
thank God he got rid of whatever her name is.
Sylvia, yeah.
Yeah, you were right. Her voice was really, like, I couldn't stand her voice.
Yeah, like, and Gasper was like, well, she's better than nothing. And I'm like, at this point, Gasper, no, she's not. Like, from the first 5 seconds of me talking to her, I knew that there was no way I was hiring her.
I remember that, because he was out sick, wasn't he? He had something.
Yeah, that was whenever he had COVID, so
yeah,
I was running the store for 2 months.
Yep, you were doing everything, I remember.
Yeah, so I decided, I'm like, you know what, we're hiring somebody, and literally, like, our interview was, like, 15 minutes maybe, but within the first 5 minutes, I was like, there is absolutely no way.
Oh, my God.
And Gasper's like, well, she can't be that bad. It's like, no, she is.
Yeah, he would bitch about her. Did he tell you, like, how she just wouldn't call in? She would just...
Yeah.
Or, like, just not come in that day or whatever. So.
Yeah, or, like, say that she was after, like, she'd been out for, like, a week and a half, say she was going to come in the next day and then just wouldn't.
What a pain in the ass. Yeah, so now he's got this new girl. She's really quiet. Like, she is very soft-spoken. I'm like, she's no Josie. Holy cow.
No kidding.
He's like, yeah, go ahead.
What's her, do you know what her name is?
Yeah, hold on. Brooke, I think. 32060.
Gasper's probably walking all over her.
Brooke. Yeah, that's her name. But no, he's like,
poor girl.
I'm not gonna, like, he's like, he knows that she's, like, super, super quiet. But.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she answered the phone one day, and she's just like, Gasper's too late. Like, that's how she is. She's so quiet.
No way.
Yeah, so I'm like, well, he even said it. He's like, I would hire Josie back in a second. Like, And I keep asking her, he says.
Yeah, no, he is so serious that, like, he told me that if I move back, he'll will me the Porsche. And I'm like, that is so tempting.
What? Why? Oh, my God. Isn't it an older Porsche?
The thing is that he's probably going to will me the Porsche either way because none of his kids want it. So he's just dangling it for me to move back. So, I mean, like, because none of his kids want it. So I wouldn't be surprised if I got it either way.
Oh, my God. That's funny. I know, and he keeps asking me, I'll pay for your trip out here. I'm like, no, I'm not coming out there, you know?
Yeah.
So did your husband, when does he leave? Doesn't he go overseas or something?
So he actually got back a couple weeks before a wedding.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had to plan our entire wedding while he was in Poland. So that was fun.
With his mother. Well, basically his mother planned your whole freaking wedding, I hear.
Yeah, basically. She plans events for work. So she took over, and she was just a nightmare. Like, the rehearsal dinner would not do it where it was easier for me because she wanted to have it at the special place and order some brisket from downtown that wasn't even that good.
Ew.
And I said, no. I guess I put my foot down. I said, no, I need to do what's easiest for me. And she basically said, well, it's my son getting married, and I'm paying for it, so we're doing this. And I said, well, it is your son and I's wedding.
Right.
So, and then I still didn't even win that argument.
Wow.
I gave up. I literally was like, it got so bad to the point where if she would text me, I wouldn't even read the text, and I would, like, have an anxiety attack. Like, it was so bad.
She's always been like this. She's an only child, right? That's what Gasper told me.
No, she has siblings, and Thane has a sister. Like, she is never like this, but I really think that she just turns into a psycho when it comes to weddings.
Oh, my gosh. Don't you wish you would have fucking eloped, like, in hindsight? Like,
I was so close to, like, my mom paid for the venue. I was so close to just giving my mom the money for the venue and canceling everything and eloping. Like, I was literally so close. I stayed up until, like, 2 o'clock one morning and bawled my eyes out. I literally had the email written and everything that we were canceling our venue. Like, it was
Oh, my God. You poor thing. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was not fun. And then, of course, our best man messed up our marriage certificate or our marriage license.
What?
So, yeah, because he signed where he was supposed to print his name.
Oh, geez. But it's still valid, right?
No, so we ended up, and Thane and I were in the cities. We went up to the cities after just for a quick little getaway, and luckily, we didn't have to sign it again, so I just had them pop over here and had Nick sign it. So we ended up being good, but, yeah, no, the one from the wedding wasn't valid. We had to get it, like, redo it after the wedding.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was fun.
And knowing so you and this Nick guy, like, you're in good with him, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm, go ahead.
I'm going to say this quietly and quick. Between you and I will be getting a promotion to sales manager sometime next year.
Good.
Yeah.
So who's the manager now? Because in Aubrey's note, she had Lauren. Then she put Hannah.
Yeah, so Hannah is our new operations manager. Right now, Gerard's technically like our sales manager, but Nick does all of the sales manager stuff. So technically, right now, we don't have a sales manager.
Okay, got it. Okay. Got it. So, all right. So if I put in there, I used to work with Josie with the store in California. She's amazing. Okay. I want to write this the best way. But I'll, just put, I've been here for 15 years, blah, blah, blah. So I look forward to, whatever. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that'll be good. So. All right, girl. Well, now, you already know my extension, and you have my cell phone. So there you go.
Yeah. If anything pops up, I have everything that we need. I'll talk to Nick tomorrow and let him know that you called today and that you're our new rep. I might transfer you over to Hannah, though, so you can introduce yourself to Hannah.
Okay.
Because she would probably be the one that's calling you.
Oh, got it. Okay. Okay.
You want to do that?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Let me pop you over there.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
that can help you create a look that's only you with our custom design work. Our custom design process will help you unveil a unique and personal look within your budget. As a leader in fine jewelry repair and manufacturing since 1950, we're renowned for our custom jewelry designs and craftsmanship, and as area leaders in custom design.
This is Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. Adrian, RDI Diamonds. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Good, good. So I wanted to introduce myself. I know that Aubrey was your account manager, but I let Aubrey know that I know Josephine when she worked at the store in California. So she decided to give me the account. So now I'll be overseeing your account here with RDI. And then Josephine had let me know that you're the ops manager. You're pretty much the one in charge of everything. So I just wanted to find out a little bit about you, how long have you been there, and all that good stuff, if you don't mind.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I have only been here for a little over a month, so I started beginning of September. So I am still fairly new here.
Oh, wow. Did you work for another jeweler before, or have you never been in jewelry?
I have never been in jewelry before, so this has all been very, very new.
Oh, my gosh. So what did you do before this?
Yeah, so I'm actually from Minnesota, the Twin Cities.
Okay.
And my husband has been out here for 2 years, and we got married in September, so we decided to move. He was already here, but I decided to move out here after we got married, just because he is doing really well with his job. And then, yeah, I stumbled upon Fionese, and he got my engagement ring from Fionese.
Oh, wow.
I've known about this place for a few years now.
Oh, my gosh, how funny. Wow. Well, good for you. So it is a lot to learn, isn't it?
Yes, it can be
overwhelming, when you're new. So
for sure.
Yeah, so I've been with RDI for 15 years. So Yeah, Diamonds, I know Diamonds inside and out. Not to brag, but, 15 years. But prior to that, I worked for Jared's and Kay's for the Sterling Corporation. I was a third key holder, then an assistant manager. So I worked the retail side as well for, 13, 14 years. So I know, both sides.
Wow.
Yeah, so, the gemstones and the semi-precious and all that stuff and, repairs. So I know, all that stuff. And little odd thing, and Josie knows this, I was born and raised in a small town that's an hour and a half north of Sioux Falls. Yeah, I still have family in Balga, South Dakota, which is right outside of Brookings, and Watertown, I have family all over. I have cousins in Sioux Falls, too. But
sweet.
Yeah, so whenever I fly out there, which I try and make it out once a year, I always fly in to Sioux Falls, and then my sister picks me up from the airport. So
nice.
Yeah, so I know exactly, I know how it is, out there, everybody's nice, laid back. When you're driving down the highway, everybody waves at everybody. I know all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but anyway, I know Josie was telling me they just came back from Antwerp, so I get it. But anyway, I don't want to keep you much longer, but I just want to leave, I'll also copy you in on the email. You're H-A-N-N-A-H, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'll copy you in on this as well, so you have my contact information, but I'm emailing, she suggested email it to Nick as well, so I'm going to email Nick, Josie, and I'll copy you in as well,
since I know
you guys do the diamonds. So, well, congratulations on your wedding. Sioux Falls is definitely smaller than the Twin Cities. What do you think of that?
Yeah, it's definitely, so me and my husband were both from Minnesota, so yeah, it was definitely a change. We're away from all family, but I enjoy it. It's been great so far.
So really, the Twin Cities is what, 6-hour drive from Sioux Falls?
A little less, four hours.
Oh,
if you
four?
Stop That's... at a few places.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Well, it's good. I know it's a little bit smaller, but still the people, still everybody's, like, nice and, like, they're, like...
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, it, Midwest nice is different than, like, New York nice. You know what
for
I mean?
For sure, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And I'm in Rochester, New York. I'm, like, 6 hours north of the city, so I'm not even close of New York City, so...
Yeah.
No worries. But anyway, it was nice meeting you, Hannah, and
yeah,
I'm emailing
too.
And everything, so... Well, congratulations on your job and the wedding, but if you ever have a question, like, I have customers who call me all the time, hey, like, this appraisal, can you help me with this appraisal? Like, what do you think of this? Like, anything. Just pick
for
my
sure,
brain.
Yeah, I appreciate
okay?
that. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'll let you go, but it was nice meeting you, okay?
Yeah, you as well. I hope you have a great day.
Okay, you too. Take care.
Thank you.
Yep,
bye.
Bye.